Now, let's hear how an undecided voter in the swing state of Georgia reacted to Tuesday's presidential debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump. WABE's Sam Greenglass watched the debate with him.
Cameron Llewellyn lives in a yellow colonial on a cul-de-sac in Dunwoody, a suburb outside Atlanta. He has three little kids. The debate is past their bedtimes.
Okay, love you. Give me kisses. Love you.
Llewellyn cracks a fizzy drink and decamps to the basement, where he settles into a cream couch across from a big screen TV and a spread of pizza boxes.
That's like sausage and red bell peppers.
In 2016, Llewellyn voted for Donald Trump. In 2020, he voted for Joe Biden. I first met Llewellyn in 2022. As he rooted for his son's baseball team, he told me about his plans to vote for Republican Brian Kemp for governor and Democrat Raphael Warnock for U.S. Senate. And now?
Right now, as we're watching these opening credits, you're undecided.
This is tough, man.
During the ABC News presidential debate, Llewellyn took notes with a Sharpie.
On one side where I got Trump, other side, I got Kamala.
Llewellyn says he soured on Trump as his presidency grew so chaotic, he began to fear for the stability of government. But Llewellyn has some reservations about Harris, too.
She didn't earn my vote. She just was basically anointed because she was the vice president.
That effort to earn Llewellyn's vote was not going well a few minutes in. He bristled at Harris's response when asked whether Americans are now financially better off than 4 years ago.
If my child took this long to tell me the answer to a question, we would have a problem.
But then Trump began to veer, repeating a debunked story about migrants in Ohio.
Hold on.
They're eating the pets.
Hold on, bro. Did he just go, they're eating the dogs, they're eating the cats?
And when the moderators asked whether Trump had any regrets about his actions during the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol.
This matters. Remember I was talking about January 6th, you know?
Llewellyn groaned at Trump saying all he did was give a speech.
As I think about it, it makes me upset and angry, right? Because I think that that's crap. Like, you take responsibility.
Llewellyn began warming to Harris. He says her plans to speed the construction of new homes and offer tax incentives for launching a small business felt promising, though he wanted more details. Still, he felt Harris offered more of them than Trump.
What is the plan?
I have concepts of a plan.
Like what?
And when Trump doubled down on his remarks about Harris's race and identity, Llewellyn says it stung.
It's offensive to a lot of us. Because you don't wake up deciding to be black. I'm an African American, and I've had people in the past, for me speaking the King's English, ask, you know, why are you talking white or whatever?
Llewellyn says he went into the debate leaning Trump. He's been job hunting for months and has seen the economy as Trump's strong suit. Now, he says he's more likely to vote for Harris. But if the economy takes a turn for the worse, Llewellyn says he will reevaluate his vote.
1,000%. I want a president that's going to be really favorable for small businesses because that's how I could ultimately leave a legacy for my family.
Do you ever hear from friends who are asking you, like, how is it possible that you're not decided at this point?
Llewellyn pauses. He says he's always valued carefully studying the issues, though he doesn't think the choice has been gnawing at him too much.
You know, day to day, I think about my kids and what we're going to eat and soccer games and baseball.
As he ticks through topics like wars abroad, abortion, and affordability, he reassesses. I guess it does weigh on me, he says, noting that the stakes of his decision do feel very high. For NPR News, I'm Sam Greenglass in Dunwoody, Georgia.